WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Groundhog saw its shadow for six more weeks of winter, and apparently six more weeks of Ron Breaker being mad at Adam Pearce. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called, it's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support channel for free. You can use credit code Rock and Soccer, Lindsay Ward in the 49 shoppers hashtag epic partner, because there's more K-pop Demon Hunter stuff apparently coming soon. So
we get massage boys. We're getting massage boys.
No, I think you're getting an emote. That's what I think you're getting. Anyway. That's a different story for a different day. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
There's lots of fun collabs coming to Fortnite soon. I may have to spend money, which is unfortunate, but I may have to, depending on what they do. But yes, we are officially on the road to WrestleMania, guys. Wrestling Christmas is coming. It is that season. We are post Royal Rumble. The Raw after the Royal Rumble, we are getting our declarations, we are setting things up, we are beginning to see the show manifest for the two-night spectacular that will be later this year, actually in just a few short months. And this was an exciting show, even though I have mixed feelings on the Royal Rumble. We're going to talk about it on Thursday. I felt like this was a good follow-up to the Royal Rumble and definitely set some things up.
This, in years past, was the show The Undertaker would return on.
We didn't get Wrestling Santa.
Because it was the Raw after Royal Rumble. When he wasn't in the Rumble, he would just show up the next night on Monday Night Raw. Anyway, Monday Night Raw opened chaotic when Bron Breakker, who was pissed off, decided to trash the show. He cleared the announce table, turned it over, got in Corey's face, got in Michael's face. You had the Vision trying to calm him down.
There was no calming him.
Paul Heyman was trying to calm him down. Paul Heyman got on the microphone and started blaming Adam Pearce. That was his fault for all this. Bron Breakker grabbed the mic and was just, he called out Adam Pearce, gave him the 1-2, and then at the 2, Adam Pearce showed up with a bunch of Jack security men.
Like you do.
Pearce brought up the, you know, because he's arguing about who the masked man was. Pearce is like, you know, last time there was one, it was Austin Theory. Pearce was saying, this is the, you were the first, one of the first wrestlers to grab the number. It was a random draw. He said, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to do this favor for you. I'm going to let you keep your job despite having this piss-poor performance in the Royal Rumble. Bron Breakker then charges at Adam Pearce. The security and Paul Heyman stop him, or try to stop him. And then L.A. Knight, yeah, his music plays. They're all looking for him. He's in a ring with a chair, attacks Logan and Austin Theory. Bronson Reed then chases him out. Bron Breakker's upset. Everyone's upset, and then Braun Breaker storms to the back. Wild
This
start
was
to
a
the show.
really, is a great start of the show. It was a hot start. I thought this was a wonderful way to handle the Braun situation that they created last or Saturday night on the Rumble. Because if you don't know, Braun got eliminated by a masked man who may or may not be Seth Rollins. We have no idea. But we saw him get eliminated. He was number two. And he kind of got beat down afterwards. And it's, how are they going to handle this? What are they going to do about this? And I thought this was a great, great way to follow up what happened. I love the tie-in with Austin Theory because, you know, it's, yeah, the last person who did do this was Austin Theory. And it's kind of playing into what Brent said last night that, you know, have Braun begin to suspect Austin Theory, which creates some tension in the Vision. You know, like you do, until it's revealed that it's Seth Rollins that attacked Braun Breaker and Adam Pearce is likely in on it. But that's fine. That's totally fine. We will accept that. But yeah, I like this. I thought how the setup was great. I loved Pearce having the big beefy men, like protecting him, which was good. You know, it all, like visually it all worked. Storyline, it all worked. It just kind of helped progress everything along really nicely.
Paul Heyman then later was in the back with Adam Pearce on Braun Breaker versus LA Knight, and he's even said please. Adam Pearce was like, can't do it. Paul Heyman's like, what do you mean? You're the general manager. That's what you do. He said he can't.
General manager, goddammit.
Because he just walked LA Knight out of the building because he disrupted his show. And if Paul Heyman knows what's good for him, he'd tell Braun Breaker you would escort him out of the building too. Bronson Reed has a match against Penta. Heyman asked Pearce if he knew who he was talking to and in what city. Pearce laughed and said, F-A-F-O. So that was good. We continued on. It was we saw that I believe we saw at that point, no, it was later he was escorted out. But it was Bronson Reed versus Penta. They had a pretty good match. LA Knight returned, causing giving Penta the win via countdown over Bronson Reed. I like the match. I like I hate countout finishes, but they did this one well.
Yeah, I think that they executed this really nicely. Enjoyed the match tremendously. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing that again, maybe with an actual finish this time. But yeah, I thought it was great. You know, everybody did what they needed to do. And most importantly, the people that needed to look strong came out looking strong.
Yeah. So the Vision had a very bad night.
And Adam Pearce was so dumb with their shit. It was great. It was great.
It was really, really good. Let's see. It was Javon Evans versus El Grande Americano. Javon Evans got the win with an assist from the original El Grande Americano.
I'm happy Javon Evans won. I'm going to give this a chance. I don't like it though. I don't like it.
AJ,
like not the Javon. Not the Javon Evans part. I'm happy about the Javon Evans part. I'm not happy about the Americano stuff. Like this. It needs to end. It just needs to end.
AJ Styles' music played. Out came Gunther. Just like Goldberg and AJ and John Cena, AJ Styles' career died at the hands of the career killer. Dragon Lee showed up, attacked Gunther. They were battling for a bit. Dragon Lee hit a Hurricanrana at one point into Gunther. But in the end, Gunther got control and left Dragon Lee laying on the ground, asleep to end the segment.
Shout out for the Burberry coat. Like, goddamn, that costume, that set him back. I don't know how I feel about this. I want good things for Gunther, and I want him to be at the top. I just don't know if I want him to do the career killer thing. Like, I know we've talked about it in the past, and he could do it. I think the problem, which, we're going to talk about it on Thursday, is really the spacing of it. Because even in the original, like, Legend Killer sort of incarnation of what this is based on, there was a little bit of more spacing. And also for Randy, it wasn't retirements. It was just he was ending in quotations, legends, right?
He was just RKOing like them out of nowhere. That's all he was doing.
Yeah, he was clout chasing. He wasn't like actually ending careers. Here we're talking about ending careers, and we just had really one of the pillars of WWE, at least in the modern era, John Cena retired at the end of 2025. And now we've had a second, in theory, retire in AJ Styles, who's really more of an industry pillar and what he represents. And I'm not going to talk about what happened on Saturday. We will talk about that on Thursday. But the spacing of it is just something that it's like coming into this and seeing this, like, I think he's playing the character well. I think he's playing the part the way that he needs to. I just don't like how they're doing it in terms of how like, it's the feeling of coming out of the match on Saturday and really what was done and how it was all handled. And you kind of look at this and you're like, I just can't fuck with this. I just can't get with this right now. And maybe that's what it's supposed to do because he's a heel, right? So we're not supposed to like him. We're not supposed to like it. But like, it's not coming from that place of, oh, this is all scripted and I'm not supposed to like him, but I can enjoy it, right? Like, the enjoyment of it is not there. It's just, you're taking away my heroes and I just don't even want to deal with you. So just go away. And I don't know if that's the type of like feeling they want to invoke for him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I struggle with it because it's like, I just don't even want to deal with it. And I don't know how you feel about it. Like, how do you feel about it?
I don't have the same feelings you do. I think he's playing it well. I think they're getting the right heat for him. But he is supposed to invoke that emotion out of you. And that's what you want from a good heel. So in that aspect, they're doing a good job. Also, just because I thought about this, he killed the pillar of WCW, the pillar of WWE, and now a pillar of TNA.
So who's next?
Cody Rhodes, because he was the pillar of AEW. Anyway. Obafemi.
I mean, he could. He totally could. I'm not going to stop him. But, like, I'm just saying, it's a little early on Cody.
It is a little early on Cody. Obafemi came out and destroyed the War Raiders, who were supposed to be in a tag match, but then just got destroyed by the ruler of the ring.
Like you do?
Hey, good way to get him on TV.
No complaints, really. It's just, I mean, it was impressive because it was three beefy men slapping meat, but, like...
Well, it was one big beefy man slapping their meat because they really didn't slap back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was still impressive because the War Raiders are not small dudes.
No, and that was the point.
He of the imagination.
Beat up two big men. Good start. Finn Balor video package aired. He said the business built on respect and always given it throughout his career. He said he realized that it's not returned. He recalled Adam Pearce telling him Royal Rumble was full. He said he wants the World Heavyweight title. Balor said he doesn't think he's a bad guy, but he told CM Punk that he's willing to do bad things at this point. Solid.
Yeah. Seems like Finn Balor is perhaps coming out of his Judgment Day era and he's going back into his solo era, which makes sense.
Otis and Tozawa put over a Netflix special. So did Maxine. And Maxine will fight Natty next week on Monday Night Raw. That's all I can really say about that segment.
They did a good job with the promotion.
The Bella Twins made an appearance on Monday Night Raw. The fans...
Wait. Did you guys know that there's a Brie mode redeem now?
There's a Brie mode now. There is. It's in chat. You can redeem it for Brie mode. Anyway, the Bella Twins returned. There were some what thought were booze, but it wasn't booze. It was Coop for Cooper DeJean. Because
is that like Boo Earns?
No.
They're not saying Boo, sir. They're saying Boo Earns.
They're saying Coop because that's what they chant at Eagles games. They chant Coop when he does a big play. Or for now, apparently, for because Cooper DeJean is dating Nikki Bella.
Go him.
But it's Brie Mode's back. It's been 7 years since they've been in the ring together on Monday Night Raw. She's happy to be back and finally home. She said she didn't come back just because Nikki was getting her ass kicked every week and needed to be saved. She was kidding. Brie said that they are the original tag team and they want in. It's time for them to go after the WWE Women's Tag Team title. Straight into the point. Add them into the mix for WrestleMania for the tag titles. That's what you need to do.
Do it.
They're perfect for it.
Go ahead.
No, they're just in the perfect role for it.
They're in the perfect role for it. It's the right time because it's the one title I think neither of them has held.
Correct.
Outside of IC, which is the other one that they could potentially go for at some point. But I think they're here for the tag titles. At least Brie is here for the tag titles. And honestly, Brie girl, get that bag. Do what you got to do. Go have fun. I don't expect this to be a long run for Brie. But we'll see.
See what happens.
I think it might be in and out.
This may be a WrestleMania run, and if WrestleMania turns successful, she'll stick around. But she's back on the road. That's good for her. Let her get her final run. So here we are. Anyway, the number one contender for the Women's Championship is Liv Morgan, because she won the Royal Rumble. She was introduced by one Dirty Dominic Mysterio, who returned to Monday Night Raw. She thanked Dirty Dom for the introduction and said they were lucky to have him back. Morgan said that the fans were in the presence of the greatest Royal Rumble winner of all time. Morgan said fans want to know which champion she will choose to face WrestleMania, but they'll have to wait a little longer. She's going to SmackDown to assess all her options. She then brought out Raquel Rodriguez, big sexy shirt she was wearing. Rodriguez says it's been an amazing weekend for Judgment Day, but they've been so busy celebrating when Morgan's win, she had something to address. And why did you eliminate me? Morgan said she knows that Raquel is not a selfish person, and you have a title match. I now have a title match, so it's cool. Rodriguez is like, yeah, it's true, but also told Liv to stay in the back. So it was a street fight. Stephanie Vaquer versus Raquel Rodriguez. Hell of a match between the two.
This is really good. I appreciate that both women were wearing pants. I know that sounds weird.
They were wearing street fight attire.
They dressed the part, which I definitely appreciate. It's not often that happens, so way to go, y'all.
They had a hell of a match. Go ahead.
Stephanie looks super cute. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
They had a hell of a match. But I saw some interference. We had the devil's kiss on the step. Liv returned, tried to help Raquel, gave her the title. The delay kind of cost her a little bit. She tried to recover. Roxanne tried to help. That didn't help in her favor. But in the end, Stephanie Vaquer retains the championship. Afterwards, Liv Morgan hit the Oblivion on Stephanie.
And it seems that Liv has called her shot for Mania.
Possibly. We'll see, though.
We'll see.
She still has to go to SmackDown and assess her options there.
True. But it feels like she's potentially calling her shot here.
A black SUV rolled up, and then came Roman Reigns. Walked right down to out of the car, into the arena, wearing his, you know, jacket because it's cold outside. He said a little bit. He told Philly to acknowledge him. He said he's had his highs and lows here in Philly. He won his first world title there on his daughter's birthday. But he also lost the title here. He won the Royal Rumble here. Fans cheered, and Reigns is like, yeah, it didn't sound like that when I won. But then I won this Royal Rumble a second time, and the next town just happened to be Philly. But he had a decision to make. Do I go after the belt that I made? Fans just started to boo that one, and then started chanting CM Punk. So you don't want me to go after Drew. You want me to challenge CM Punk, and the fans cheered. Out brought the World Heavyweight Champion CM Punk. Punk came in the ring and looked in the camera and talked about Finn Balor, saying he doesn't think he's a bad guy. Well, Balor will find out that he can be the baddest guy when he's provoked. Roman's like, you're interrupting me from my time. Punk's like, yeah, well, guess what? You're guest here. This isn't SmackDown. This is Raw on Netflix. I'm the world champion. This is my show. I call the shot. I hear you want to guest the fans. What should you do? Should you face Drew McIntyre or me? You could take the easy way out, selecting Drew. Roman's like, I don't like Drew, but, you know, you're crazy for saying McIntyre is the easy way out. He goes, hey, Phil, I don't know if you realize this, but Drew's like 4 times bigger than you. And I'm pretty sure the last time you guys fought, he had you crying over a little plastic bracelet. Then we show the bracelet. Punk told Reigns to be careful. He said he was done with McIntyre, and then they ran out of Staples trying to put him together. Back together. Punk said he knew Reigns would beat McIntyre, but he beat him in Hell in a Cell. Reigns like, I beat McIntyre for 3 straight years. Punk said, how many cousins did it take to do so? Roman's like, you better watch how you talk about my family, because if it wasn't for he and his family, are the only reason this company is where it is right now, and that Punk had a show and a place to come back to. Punk, do you really believe that? And he said, well, you're sort of right, in that he manipulated his cousins and others into thinking he was a great messiah who carried the company on his back, and when all he did was hold it hostage. Fans started to chant OTC. Punk said he heard what Roman said on ESPN on the Pat McAfee show, that his quarterly vacation was him graciously stepping out and sharing the spotlight, and then he had the audacity to say that nobody filled his shoes. Punk said nobody was trying to follow in Roman's footsteps. Punk said he was once the champion for 434 days with Paul Heyman by his side. Punk asked, does that sound familiar? He said, you know, you may have done it for 1,300 days, but you followed in my footsteps. He said, just because you did it longer doesn't mean you did it better. I think that's exactly what it means. But anyway, just saying.
Just a bit tired.
Punk said Reigns has earned the right to show up whenever he wants. He said he's not mad at him. You choose to be a part-timer when he chooses to be a full-timer. I've gone to Poland and Toronto and Ireland and London and all these places. And then he also chooses to be the fighting champion, just like he chose to bring Roman Reigns into the company along with the rest of the Shield. Punk said Reigns follows in his footsteps and chooses to follow the best, so he's proud of him. You can decide between the guy he thinks he can beat or the guy he knows he can't touch because he's the best in the world. Reigns is like, you made all those towns because you took a 10-year vacation, so you're just trying to get them all in as possible. He laughed at the idea that he learned from Punk. But the one thing he did, though, was to what not to do. Reigns said Punk wouldn't be back if it weren't for him. He asked Punk who he thinks the company came to when they wanted to bring Punk back. He said he made a promise to Paul and he kept it. But he'll never forget 10 years ago when Punk went on his friend's podcast and made his life harder than it ever should have been. Reigns said he let Punk come back. But then you stole my wise man. He said he almost brainwashed his cousin just like he almost brainwashed him. Reigns said he shook Punk's hand at War Games like a man. But then Punk mocked him behind his back as they were walking to the back like he was a young boy. Reigns said he could pick Punk because he's the biggest star or because he's on Netflix and he's on the best show. I'm picking you because I hate you and I've always hated you. WrestleMania is going to be the best day of my life because in the main event, you will acknowledge me. They sold it.
I'm in. I'm so in.
They sold the match. There you go. There's your clips for the commercials.
Let's do it. Let's go. I mean, you didn't have to do a lot to set this up. Like, you really didn't. And that's the whole thing. Is, like, you could have said Punk and Reigns, and it would have been fine. And just coasted. But the setup on this was really well done. Like, you built the animosity. You know, they're harkening back to, like, Punk's leaving and, like, the history between Roman and Punk. Because there is a lot. Like, Roman came in when Punk was leaving and Punk is responsible for the Shield and, like, that whole history. And they sold it really, 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 really well. And this is going to be good. This is going to be a fun few months.
And now you have Finn Balor show up to distract Punk for a couple weeks while Roman doesn't come back till after the Chamber. And then yep. you go full on there. You sold everything. You'll have Roman probably show up on SmackDown in a week or two to kind of address Drew if you want. But
wait, Roman got the Taker spot.
He did.
Roman got the Taker spot.
But Roman at least won the Rumble before showing back up on Raw. So
true, true. Well, Taker did that once. I think didn't they have him win the Rumble once?
Yeah, but he was already back before then. I mean, because Roman hadn't been back since. What's the point? Anyway, that was Raw. Chaos ensued. Lots of destruction, lots of chaos, and lots of direction for WrestleMania has begun. Next week, we get a tag title match, Chamber qualifiers. We're getting there.
Like I said, we are officially on the road. Let's do it.
Car's packed. We're off to the races. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Raw Talk Radio Network. Back live Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for the rec.
That's right. Tune in. Rock and I will be giving our review of the Royal Rumble. We'll be talking about who won, who lost, and our general feelings on the show. So Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for the rec.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio with the Super Bowl Preview Edition. Which means Sunday there is no show because Super Bowl. But we will be back next Monday night, right after Raw, to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio or chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Bye.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimoLinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night. Along the airwaves with the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WrestleTalkRadio.com.